Welcome to Let's Talk Wellness, where we will be sharing insights into the world of mental health and wellness as we explore traditional medicine and holistic healing options. It's time to have new conversations about mental health. Join Mara James, the founder and CEO of the Hugs for Life Healing Center, as she guides us along this journey. And now, let's talk wellness.
Welcome to Let's Talk Wellness. I am your host, Mara James, and I'm excited to introduce to you today, Kristen Perlmutter, founder and executive director of Main Spring Family Wellness, also a certified Reiki healer, and she's getting board certified in hypnosis.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, you have a lot of things going on, which is so exciting. We can't wait to hear all about them. Where to begin? Let's start at the beginning. So tell us about the Main Spring Family Wellness Center. Is it a center?
It is. Yeah, we have a space on West Cliff in Dover in Newport Beach. And we opened our doors, oh my gosh, right before the pandemic. So that's definitely part of our journey. Sure. But we do offer classes there, as well as we have a counseling center. So we have staff therapists that work for us. We work with kids, adults, individuals, and we even have intensive couples counseling as well. And then we just started to really add to our the wellness side of things, more integrative wellness. And we've included Reiki, and we now are doing body work where we have cranial sacral and massage. And we're just hoping to grow that side of things as well.
How exciting. And did you do this by yourself? Do you have a partner?
I have a partner, Jenna Flowers, Dr. Jenna Flowers. She is a marriage family therapist. And so she has her own practice, which is actually next door to our center. And then she helps oversee, she's the clinical director. So she helps oversee the counseling side of things as well.
That's amazing. And what motivated the two of you to open the center?
You know, so I met Jenna, oh my gosh, it's been when I have twin girls that are 13 now. And when they were babies, a friend of mine referred me to a parenting class called Conscious Parenting. And I was really in desperate need of some conscious parenting. And I was feeling a little overwhelmed. And, you know, you feel like, am I the only one? I'm losing my marbles. Is this normal? And I wanted to find a place where I could connect with other moms and learn how to be a better parent, basically. So Jenna, and at the time she had a partner that worked with her, Nola Casserly, who's an amazing therapist. She's actually now teaching some parenting classes for us at the center, and she's absolutely incredible. She's from the Waldorf school. And I took their classes. I started with one and I was so blown away. I just kept going and taking the next phase and the next phase. And the curriculum was incredible. But what really stood out to me too was just the camaraderie and the connection that I made with the other parents. I'm saying parents, but it really was mostly moms. We do have dads. We love when dads come to our classes. But you know, back then it was mostly moms that were there, but the relationships that I, you know, made with those other parents and other moms was probably the most meaningful thing. And really what I needed at that time, you know, to feel like, okay, I'm not alone. Everyone's got stuff they're dealing with and this isn't easy. I'm not going crazy. So really I was just, that's really the kind of the inspiration behind starting Mainspring. So that was, you know, 12 years ago, I'd say maybe 11 years ago. And then Jenna and I maintained a relationship and started talking about creating a place where we could really, what it started out was bringing women together, bringing moms specifically together, in a non-competitive, non-threatening, safe environment where you could, you know, kind of connect with one another, learn with one another, and just kind of feel comforted that you weren't alone in this parenting journey. And we felt like there's a lack of that in this area. And then that's kind of how the seed was planted. And then we started actually with a podcast. And so we just started grabbing at topics and guests that were all things family, all things wellness, you know, things that we wanted to hear as parents too, because we're both parents as well. And then we opened the center and right before COVID, and we were on fire. We were doing so well and our classes were full. We you know, started off with our conscious parenting classes, which do fantastic. And, you know, some other classes that we had, yoga and mindfulness for kids. We had a mindful art class. We had a anxiety coping skills, a social skills class. I mean, we were just over the moon about what had transpired during that time. And then COVID happened and we couldn't offer anything. And we did some stuff online and over Zoom. And, you know, we even had some classes that we did outside, but it was a tough year and a half, as it was for everybody. But being a new business and being brand, you know, really brand new, we had just opened, it was challenging. And, we pivoted and made it work. And during that time, we actually had a educational pod, you know, kids that were home doing school at home and their parents needed them to be out of the house because they needed to work. And so we found a teacher for them and we created a little group in our space. And that really kind of kept us afloat during that time, paid the bills until we could open up and offer our classes again.
And I'm sure it also helped the world, the mental health and wellness of the parents, the mothers, the families.
100%. Yeah. I mean, that was really hard on parents and very, very overwhelming. I mean, I can speak from experience too, because my kids were not home as long as a lot of other kids were. My kids went back to school last year. I just remember those 3 months when they were home and I was like, how the heck am I going to get anything done? How am I going to run a business? I mean, how do people do this? And then you're trying to be the teacher. And so, the effects of that, we're still feeling that. I mean, people are still healing and recovering, I think, from that experience.
Oh, for sure. And now the third strain came out and who knows what's going to happen. And it's just, you know, the universe, like with this whole COVID, it keeps trying to push us into that fear and anxiety stage. And obviously more than ever, there's a need for people like you and therapists and healers. And so do you, how old were your twins when you started parenting classes?
They were one or two. It was when we were really in the weeds, as I call it. I mean, it was a tough time. And I, at the time, just, you know, had the two of them. I started pretty young and I kept taking, I've even more recently taken the tweens parenting class. Because then you get into a whole other phase of your life, as you know. So I have a lot to learn, and we have another one coming up. I'm planning to do the next phase of the tweens class, because it is, there's a lot.
For sure. The bigger the kid, the bigger the issue, they say.
Yeah, but I can't say enough about, it's not even just, like I said, it's the curriculum and the education is huge. But I think too, just getting to a room with other parents and just knowing that you're not alone and that, you know, it almost became like a group therapy at times.
Absolutely.
You know, because everyone comes in with a new problem or issue that popped up during the week. And so to help people kind of troubleshoot and just, you know, walk beside them as they're finding their way, because as we all are together.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, our children were in New York when they were younger, and we had a social worker work with us for our first once and then second. And we thought she was going to put together like a curriculum. And we always did Monday morning quarterback. What was the situation? How do we handle it? How could we possibly handle it the next time? And it was so profound that I hope that these resources are available to everybody, regardless of the cost, the age, the race, and everything. And it is important, though, I feel sometimes that people with similar backgrounds, because for some people, their biggest issue is how many working or putting food on the table. Other ones, you know, how am I going to get my nails done? That means a lot to me with the kids, and just like different types of issues, but they're all, you know, big and relative to each other.
That's right. And that really is our ultimate goal, very similar to the amazing work that you're doing with ELF. It's just that, you know, we want to be able to offer that resource to everybody, because everyone is entitled and deserves it, no matter what your situation financially is. So that's really a dream that we have, to be able to give.
Right. Yeah. I know, all these great dreams and just going step by step.
I know. I have a hard time with that. I want it all right now.
Right. And you can't, they say God made time for a reason, because it can't all happen right now. You'd explode, right? Plus, you remember, as a professional parent, we need to put our oxygen masks on first and deal with what's happening first at home. And then, you know, helping everybody else. So you definitely are in the mix of lots of good things.
Yes. Yes. And I couldn't agree with that statement more.
Yeah. And so what did you, when you went to college, and if you had additional studies, what was your major?
Yeah, well, so I majored in art history and communications, and I thought I was going to work in the art world. But there were actually, and it's, you know, no surprise, but there was a lot of things that I wanted to do when I got out of school, and that path didn't, you know, I didn't actually head down that art path, but I kind of, something else I was interested in was education. So I went back to school to get my teaching credential and worked in the classroom for a couple years, and then worked for an educational psychologist for a little bit doing educational therapy. And I thought for sure I was gonna stay in that path. And something else I was interested in was event planning. So I think I'm gonna go try event planning, and then, you know, I can always come back to education. So I started my own event planning business with a friend. So we did that for a little bit, but that's a tough job when you have a family, because you're giving, you know, working late nights and weekends. And so once I found out I was pregnant with my twins, I started a tutoring business. So that was something I could kind of control my own hours and use the skills that I had learned through my when I was doing education. So that takes me to the beginning of motherhood. And and then I didn't work out of the house for a little bit. I still have always been very involved with different philanthropies and charities, and I've put on several large fundraisers. So I got very interested in putting a big events on to raise money for different charities. And then I started to dream up Mainspring when the kids got a little bit older, and I felt like I could really put my more energy into something outside of the house. And honestly, that's been the best thing I could have done. I mean, I love being a mom, and it was great to be at home with them when they were little, but I also knew for me personally that I needed a little bit more. I needed something that was for me and was separate from my family. So it's been a really good thing for me to be back working.
Yeah, for me, I love my kids. They are my life. My husband too, but my kids are my life. They're all a part of my heart. But I definitely need that. I say it's about quality, not quantity, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, so I need that, definitely that me time. And, you know, it's amazing, whatever route parents choose, you know, moms especially, but power to both of them. For me, I definitely was not the mom that could stay home full time. I'm grateful I didn't have to deal with young children during COVID. And I am so excited. We're going to take a really quick break and then we get to hear about what brought you into the more holistic world of Reiki and hypnosis. So stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be right back.
In these shifting and changing times, more and more lives are being impacted by mental health. The Extraordinary Lives Foundation, also known as ELF, is transforming the way people view and navigate mental health challenges. Their mission is to improve children's mental health and wellness and support families by providing educational tools, resources, and awareness events. ELF encourages families to recognize symptoms, overcome the stigma, and reach out for help. Through prevention, early intervention, and holistic treatment, we believe many of the big problems facing today's youth can be transformed within a generation. Extraordinary Lives Foundation is excited to offer the Hugs for Life Healing Center, growing a worldwide network of approved holistic healers and bridging the gap between traditional and complementary healing options. Visit the Extraordinary Lives Foundation website at www.elfempowers.org to find out more about their resources and events. Together, we can change the conversation around mental health. We hope that you're enjoying today's Let's Talk Wellness podcast. And if you have a topic that you would like us to explore, we would love to hear from you. Simply email us at info@elfempowers.org. That's info@elfempowers.org. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Wellness. I am your host, Mara James, and today we have Kristen Perlmutter, the founder and executive director of Mainspring Family Wellness, certified in Reiki, getting her certificate in hypnosis. So let's talk about Reiki. When were you guided to take that route, and how has that been?
You know, I myself have been very interested in Reiki for a long time. I've been seeing a Reiki healer for, I don't know, at least 4 or 5 years. Wow. And I've also been doing acupuncture for 20 years. I've always been interested in more Eastern medicine and energy work. And so the healer that I go to was offering a certification program. And she sent out an email to see if anyone was interested. And honestly, I just opened up the email one day and I was like, yes, I want to do that. Absolutely. So I took the first certification, loved it. And I really just set out to do it for myself. I was thinking, okay, every morning I'm going to do this to myself. It's going to be so good for me. I wasn't even thinking about, you know, doing it for other people and helping people heal. And then after I took the class, I was like, oh no, I definitely want more. So, you know, several months later, I did the second part of the certification. And I'm excited to say that in January, I'm doing the Reiki Master certification program with her. So, and it's really been tremendously, just incredibly healing for me, but I'm blown away with what has started to happen when I'm giving Reiki to others. So I feel that I actually get more out of giving than I do of receiving the Reiki.
Right. Well, it's absolutely, as you're that open channel, it definitely helps. That's beautiful. Yeah. And so are you offering that at the wellness center?
I just started offering that at Mainspring. And and sometimes, you know, with our counseling clients, you know, in conjunction with anything they're working on in counseling, we might recommend that they do some energy work or do some Reiki sessions. And that has happened a few times and really, really exciting to see the two working together, really, you know, Eastern, Western.
Oh, yep, that's what we're about.
Bridging, I know, I love
bridging
it.
Bridging that gap between Western physicians, you know, medical professionals and accredited holistic healers. So we love that. And then the hypnosis, when did that come about?
So the hypnosis, you know, it's funny, Jenna has been talking, she's used it a little bit in her practice over the years. But, you know, it's something that we've been very interested in, talked about previously. And we had always wanted, we also have a podcast, and we had always wanted to have a someone that does hypnosis on our podcast. And it was the strangest thing. Once again, the universe, just the way things work. I got an email from a agent, I guess, of a man that wrote a book, a doctor in La Jolla, who uses hypnosis to treat physical and mental issues in children specifically. And he's absolutely incredible. And I mean, literally, like, it was the weirdest thing when I opened up this email. I'm like, this is something we always wanted to do. We always wanted to interview somebody about this. And so he sent the book, and I read it, and I was completely blown away. And I thought to myself, why aren't more people offering this, using this? I mean, especially for ADHD, and he works a lot with kids that might have tics, or I mean, there's so many different ways that hypnosis can heal and change a person's life. Now, he works specifically with children, but Jenna and I were inspired to get certified. We're hoping to work with kids, but we also hope to work with adults as well, really whoever needs that form of healing. But we should be done with our certification in January, so we'll be ready to start offering hypnosis at the center. And I hope that we can spread the word about how incredibly healing it can be.
You don't have to worry about that. God will take care of that one for you. Just like your email magically came into your boxes for Reiki and hypnosis, the same that will be going out I've been working on my healing journey for the past 7 years. Mm-hmm. If you don't go to the root causes, you can't heal, right? So pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional, and healing is possible. And that's what we get to help people with, which is beautiful. So it's great that you have just guided to do that. And so did you meet with the hypnosis instructor as first a client and then as a student?
No, I myself had never actually done hypnosis until I started the training. And the last couple sessions that we did with him, I kind of had some pretty intense moments of my own healing. So that just kind of reaffirmed really that this is something that I want to pursue. And I actually think that it would work so well in conjunction with the Reiki. So I'm excited to be able to try that as well.
Yeah. And that's why you'll see, even as you know, you and I meet and mm-hmm. guide you to other healers, you know, those are the two out of like 20 different types of healers. And even if you go to a hypnosis specialist, they're all different. Everyone has their own angle, and it's just so beautiful, and finding the right person for you. And what's so beautiful is that, you know, even working on yourself, you're having a direct positive impact on everybody around you. So I love that when people come to me and, you know, or the Hugs for Life Healing Center, and they're talking about my child's this, my child's doing that, I'm like, uh-huh. And we get to put our oxygen mask on first. What's going on with them that's reflecting, because they're mirrors of what either gets to or needs to be healed in us. So that full circle is profound.
It is. It really is. And I think, you know, you obviously have the same mission and the same dreams that I do. And it's really just to help people heal. It's really, and there's, like you said, there's so many different ways to heal. And
They say there's so many, you know, ways to get to Rome.
That's right.
But there's only one Rome. I love that. That is so beautiful. So, so with the hypnosis, are those and the Reiki, do you envision being able to do those in a class setting or is it more one-on-one?
I mean, they both can be done in a group or class setting for sure. Maybe at some point, yes. But for now, I think one-on-one, I think Jenna will start to use it, during her therapy sessions, but then you can also do that separately as well. And then, you know, I can offer either just the hypnosis or, like I said, to do the Reiki and the hypnosis together. So I don't know. I'm really excited about it because I'm sure I just have this really great feeling that it's something else is going to, you know, happen down this path. And
absolutely. And trusting the process, right? Absolutely. So I know you want to be over here and you're over here. But as I was doing years and years of healing, my one hypnotherapist is like, focus on you, because the more work that we do, the more of an open channel that we can do to help others. So I know we're always looking ahead, but trying to be in the present moment and know that every day and what you're going through with your home situation, you know, with just whatever, with kids and husband and friends, and then you're healing, you'll see it all starting to come together.
And I so believe that. And you have been so great with your advice and your guidance. And I'm so appreciative because that is the absolute truth. And that is hard for me, but I have really started to let go and trust the process and know that everything's going to unfold just as it is meant to.
So that nice, sweet little sentence, one of the hardest things to do, and I'm just going to use the word God, universe, let God and let go. And with me, and you might have a similar background, but growing up in New York as a neurotic New York Jewish mother, you know, I didn't even believe in a God. And I would never say, let God. I'm like, what are you talking about? But again, moving from like how I was in 100% fear to 99.5% faith is so profound to be able to, you know, when the universe keeps trying to throw us into fear. And so as, you know, I'm here reminding you, and then you remind the people that you work with, profound things will happen.
That is so true. It is one of the hardest things to do, but if you can do it, I think.
So if I may ask, so it's funny because I was at Temple Friday night because the anniversary of my sister-in-law, well, that's not funny, my sister-in-law's death, which is tragic at 40 years old, and the rabbi had a priest there that was talking to us, and it was really beautiful because he's like, when I talk in my church, people agree, they're like, amen and hallelujah, and you know, it's a little more conservative where the temple down in Florida when I was visiting. So you only had one person screaming that out, but I wanted to if my in-laws weren't there. You know, we don't want to be judged, God forbid, right? But he was talking about gratitude and thankfulness, and it was so profound, right? There's so many people, you know, you could think you're entitled and or like, why is like this happening to me? As opposed to, like I always say, why does life happen to me? Or for me, and seeing that it's happening for me to help me grow and expand. And again, that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And you know, people just don't even know those basics, and going back to those root causes. It's exciting being on this side, watching as you grow and learn, and your flower starts to open and blossom.
It's true. Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie The Shack?
The Shack. No.
It's profound. So I'll give you a little too much information about it. But the couple had three, I think it was two or three kids, I'm spacing, might have been two. And one of the children passed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a good way. And then he started his healing journey. And it was very profound. It's like, why did this happen to me? And that whole thing. And you get to process all the anger and all that stuff, because especially most of us Okay, I'll say I personally think all of us have some type of trauma from their childhood, as big or as little as it may be. But if that gets unresolved, it grows bigger and bigger. And the universe just keeps throwing things our way until we heal our initial trauma. And I'm like, come on, you guys, let's just break the cycle, you know? And the sooner we can do it, the better. Because, you know, my husband's OBGYN and I work with some of the 60-year-olds. And they like chasing their tail in circles because they don't know who they'd be without it. Mm-hmm. But to be able to encourage, like, especially if you're working with, you know, mothers or parents, to be able to help them at that age will have such a profound direct impact on their children. It's amazing.
I agree.
So the work you're doing is amazing. Are you in social media?
Yes. Yeah. We're at Mainspring Family is the name of our, that's our, excuse me, Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. And our website is info@mainspringfamilywellness.com. That has all of our latest classes and programs and events that we're offering. We have a whole new slew of parenting classes that'll be coming up in January. And then we also have, for the first time ever, we're offering a divorce recovery support group for men and women. So that'll be happening in January too. We're really excited. And then there's always new events and new classes and workshops that pop up on our website and our social media as well.
And I love that you're doing the divorce class because it has such a direct impact on the kids. And sometimes the parents get the kids involved and it's the worst thing that you could do for the child, right? And that's where the parents get to heal their, like, what's going on with themselves. And so that's amazing. And do you have, because I know you are located in sunny California, but we have friends listening and watching from around the nation, around the world. Are you still hosting, hopefully, virtual classes?
We don't have anything virtual right now. We do offer, though, for our parenting classes, we do offer the ability for people to Zoom in if need be. So there is a virtual option, but we don't have any classes at the moment that are specifically virtual. But if somebody was interested in one of our programs or classes, there we could, you know, accommodate that through a Zoom platform. And then we also have our podcast too. Mm-hmm. So, which we're on, you know, iTunes and Podbean. So that's another way to, we have 37 episodes now. I think we're about to go into 38. So there's another way to get some good parenting nuggets, information, education. But yeah, if somebody was interested and they didn't live here and they wanted to reach out, we could certainly try to find a way to involve them in the class.
Beautiful. And what's the name of the podcast?
So it is Mainspring Family Wellness as well is the name of our podcast.
Nice. Yeah. And those are aired when?
Well, so we try to do a couple of them, at least two a month. It kind of varies. Sometimes it's a little more, but
So okay, beautiful. And so those are always available on your website?
They're always available. They're on our website. They're on iTunes Podbean, Spotify. So pretty easy to find if you look us up
on so
platforms.
Okay, we definitely will. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Sorry, but before we go, is there one piece of advice you would like to share with us, either that you've learned or you want parents to learn?
Oh my gosh. I think the thing that I have learned over the years, I'm continuing to work on, but it's letting go of other people's judgment and letting go of your own judgment of yourself. I tend to be really hard on myself and tend to be concerned about what other people how they might perceive me or how I'm parenting. And the older I get, the more I've realized that does not really serve me well at all. And it's really the person that I need to be the most okay with is myself. So I would say letting go of other people's judgment or your own judgment of yourself and you know, kind of, you know, to reiterate what you said earlier, is just trusting the process and have the faith that everything's going to be okay.
Two hardest words in the world, trust, faith, and patience.
That's right. Oh gosh, that one I'm still working on, patience. I don't have that as well.
Okay, so remember, hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait, and that is so true.
It's the best. It's amazing. Yeah, I keep reminding myself.
Yes.
Kristen, it's been such a pleasure having you here. I'd like to say to you and to all of our watchers, friends, listeners out there, you are amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You're amazing. And I'm so honored to be on your podcast and be your friend.
Thank you. Keep up the amazing work.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Let's Talk Wellness. This podcast has been brought to you by the Hugs for Life Healing Center, a division of the Extraordinary Lives Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. If you would like to listen to more conversations like this, we invite you to subscribe to our mailing list at www.elfempowers.org to be notified when our weekly episodes are published. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you our next conversation on Let's Talk Wellness.